What's good, Swerve Nation? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the gateway to the hottest music and real talk radio. This is your man, Frank For Reals, and this is Swerve. And live on the phone, we have a queen in the building chatting it up with us, coming to the conversation. Y'all, please put your hands together, Swerve Nation. Y'all make welcome Coach Nequa T. What's going on, sis?
What up, bro? Everything is good. How about yourself?
Everything is great. It is great. And I am super happy because we get a chance to finally talk. We've been trying to do this for a minute. And so, but then we get a chance to talk about something that's been near and dear to my heart, and that is mental illness. And but you're bringing something to the table where you're going to show people how to live in this thing, not only live in it, but thrive and overcome. Yes. You know, so I'm anxious to get to the conversation. But before we do that, let's learn some more about you. You know, talk about yourself, who you are, some fun things about yourself. So go ahead and talk to us.
All right. So yes, first and foremost, of course, I go by Coach Nequa T, but my real name is Shaniqua. So that's a fun fact already. That's my real name. Uh-huh. Let's see here. So I myself, how did I even get here? I am like a life coach. I am a certified Christian life coach. And I'm also getting my master's in mental health counseling. So I am becoming a therapist right now. Yes. I'm almost to the finish line, y'all.
All right,
I'm
now.
Almost to the finish line.
That's what's up.
So I'm super excited about that. I am an entrepreneur, not full time yet because still got to work this thing out.
Right.
But I do own my own business / ministry called Gracious Space. What's that about? Gracious Space, it's basically a healing space. It's a healing space that invites individuals to bring their pain, their emotions, their challenges, and their traumas. And it's a space that incorporates faith and mental health together. So not only do we pray about it, but we also put in the practical steps to get where we need to be emotionally and spiritually and mentally stable. So we do serve women, but my goal is to also aim for our teens, our young people, and our men as well. So we gonna maximize and go global with this thing. So that's something that I do. I host events through Gracious Space. I also offer coaching services. And then I'll be starting something new very soon. Y'all will be the first to know that I will be starting like pretty much a space where people can come and just release these things throughout the week. Because yes, I host events, but I want to have something that's continuously going. It's kind of like a group coaching type of scenario. So that's something that I'm wanting to bring to the table, to have candid conversations such as these to address things that what we know as in the Black community, what happens in this house stays in this house. But this time we taking it out the house and we addressing it. So I'm really excited about that. On top of that, let's see here. I love to go to the beach. It's one of my favorite things to do, or just be by a body of water. I love the right read. Music is my favorite thing. And of course, I love God.
That's what's up. And since, you know, and you're living it up, you know, tell people how they can find you on social media. How can they contact you?
Oh, yes, of course. So to find me on social media, you can find me at Coach Nequa T. You can put that in. That's Nequa underscore T. You can find me there. And for my business / ministry pages, you can find me at _ Gracious Space. That'll be on Instagram and on Facebook. You can find me as Gracious Space as well. And then also I have a website also, graciousspace.com. So that's how you can stay connected.
Amen. That's good. See, and I want people to connect with you because I know some of the history with you. You know, you've been very open about some of your struggles. You would go live on Facebook a lot, you know, a few years ago, and you would open up about some of your struggles. And so to see, you know, where you are now, knowing those things that you were very open about, there is evidence and proof that growth is possible. You know, it can be done. And so, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to someone who's gone through the struggle. I can vouch that she knows what she's talking about, you know, because she's been one of those people. And now she's also on this side giving back. I love that you're giving back to the community, but I want to say to the Black community, because there is this stigma that, hey, we ain't supposed to talk about it. We ain't supposed to tell nobody. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to just suffer in silence and die like that. That is not the truth. You know, so
it's not.
No, you know, so look, we're going to take a short break and we're going to dive more into this conversation. And, you know, this is something, again, that we need to talk about. It's a conversation that needs to be ongoing. And so, again, we're going to come back in about 15 minutes more from Coach Nikwa T. This is your man, Frank For Real. Stay right there, everybody. And y'all swerve. What's good, Swerve Nation? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Gateway to the Hottest Music and Real Talk Radio. You're sitting again with your man, Frank For Reals, and I am pleased to have on the line a great friend of mine. Her name is Coach Nikwa T, and she is here talking all about gracious space, and she's talking about mental health. Welcome back to Swerve.
Ooh, glad to be back.
Absolutely. You know, you're dropping some great information. You're giving us some jewels, some gems, and again, something in not only the Black community, but, you know, worldwide, we need to be talking about this thing. And what you're going to talk about now is something I found rather interesting. As we've gone through COVID, we find that our teens and our children are actually struggling. And I think for a minute, they have been hushed. They've been told to be quiet, or, you know, you got bad behaviors. And, you know, this thing of mental health has been coming up a little bit more with our children. And so you have some information you want to give to us about teens and children and mental health. So go ahead and talk a bit about that.
So just something that I've been seeing as far as like just facilitating like different groups when it comes to like teen. I've been seeing them that they've been struggling with really like tapping into their emotions. They're like really disconnected with how they're feeling or just even understanding what it feels like to have emotions, because they are in situations or environments where it's just like, oh, you don't have time to deal with this, because they are trying to, a lot of them have a lot of responsibilities on their plate these days. You know, they're basically, you have teens that are trying to raise their brothers and sisters, you know, while their parents be the breadwinners. And a lot of times, like, that is a real, like, just a detriment to, like, their mental health, because they are disconnected. So I've seen a lot of kids where they've just, like, laughed it off or shrugged it off, or they've acted out in situations. So one of the biggest key things that I've seen when it comes to that is, one of the biggest resources is just starting to tap in and really asking kids about their day, or even just connecting them with a community of other like-minded kids to where they can even just feel like a teen or feel like a child again. Because they don't know, a lot of them now, they don't know what it feels like. They have social media on their back. They got to feel like, oh, I got to be presented this way to be accepted. They're dealing with identity crisis and all types of things right now, to where they're just like, well, what is going on? So I think the biggest thing right now is connecting teens to their local communities, community resources, as far as like joining different clubs and nonprofit organizations, because I kid you not, it's a lot of nonprofits that caters to our teens, especially our teen girls. Like, so many nonprofit organizations catering to our teen girls. So just connecting them with other like-minded individuals, or putting them in different after school programs. I know the pandemic has happened, but there are still different organizations where they can tap in, whether it be the arts or whether it be sports, to help them be with somebody that can really like lead them or help them to tap into different spaces. Because let's be real, teachers and coaches and different people, they become mentors for kids. I remember that being a big thing for me in school. Like, in order for me to like branch out and get out my shell and not be shy, I wanted to tap in those type of organizations so I can be able to express myself through like the arts, or whether it be through sport.
Yeah, I did want to cut you off, but you were talking about the after school organizations, but what about like youth groups? You know, I think there is a benefit of teens being in a youth ministry or part of a church, but you have some families that's not even spiritual, you know. They don't go to church. They don't know anything about Holy Spirit and some of the things that we may know about. So what is your advice on those who are not in church? You know, I do believe spirituality will help greatly, but to those who are not, and even to the ones that's in church, you know, I think you need to go outside of the church sometimes, you know, to get some professional care. Mm-hmm. How do you tie that in with this?
Yes, and that's something that I was connecting to, actually. It's like, you know, even step outside of that and tap into like other nonprofit organizations that are free. I think a lot of the times it's like really doing the research to see what is out there. I think that, I mean, Google is our best friend. So a lot of times we just don't take out the time to actually tap into those free resources that is out there,
whether
it be like a local community center, whether it be the YMCA, like it's Boys and Girls Club. That's a big thing. I know that's like a national thing that we have right now. So tap it into those type of organizations to where it can help them academically and just like mentally and physically as well. Track teams, sports organizations.
That's my sport right there.
Outside of the school.
Track and field. So, they kept me out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, look, sis, we're going to take a short break. I want to come back, and I want to ask you some more things about the church and mental health. I think that's a conversation that should be had. But look, Swerve Nation, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with more from Coach Nikwa T. This is your man, Frank For Reals. Y'all swerve. Swerve Nation, we are back. More with our special guest, Coach Nikwa T. She is in the building. Welcome back to Swerve, sis.
Welcome back. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's good to have you. It's good to have someone who is a young Black sister who is knowledgeable, who is aware. You're talking about mental health and you're doing something about it. You know, I told our guest earlier that you were one who you had your struggles and you were also one who have rebounded. You're rebounding. You're still growing. It is a lifelong journey. And, you know, something that I like about Gracious Space is I looked at your website and you have a group of supporters, you know, that help you out, you know, from videography, your assistant. Yeah. And what I look at is you're surrounded, you're well connected. So if you were to fall in any kind of way, if you was to have a bad day, it looks like you have a support team.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think that's important in this fight of mental health as well, as having that system of support. But when we took our break, I wanted to ask you more about the church. And do you think the church is prepared? Have you seen more of the church being prepared, missing it or hitting it or getting it? Some of the pastors and preachers, what has been your experience with the church and what more can you advise to the church to receive people who's coming in with addictions and so that if they come in, they don't relapse or go back out the church, you know, hurt or worse than before? What would you say to the church?
What I would say to the church is start educating yourself. I think that's one of the biggest things when it comes to mental health is educating yourself, but also being open-minded, because I think that's where the mark is missed. Like, mental health is one of the biggest phenomena that is happening and continuing to emerge. But if I'm being honest, like, from what I've been seeing, it's like the church has been a bit quiet, or they don't know where to go next with it.
Yeah.
Because yes, we can pray about it, which is great, and I love that we can pray about it, but what happens, one of the biggest things I always say is, what happens after you leave that altar? Because it's, when it comes to a mind, it's a powerful thing. They can pray about it right then, but if they don't have that set prayer life, or if they don't have that support system that we talk about, then how are we going to go forward? So one of the things that I've actually done, and there are resources that church leaders can tap into, or It's like there's actual training that are out there that are certified pastoral leaders or leaders in ministry mm-hmm. with how to go about, you know, setting the foundation of how to incorporate mental health into their ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went through it myself. And I know something that I would like to do in the future is actually start to provide trainings to organizations, mental health, like how to go about supplying mental health resources or just being the middleman for mental health, or recognize those certain signs when it comes to PTSD, which is post-traumatic trauma, recognizing anxiety, recognizing those signs of like depression, and actually having those groups in place, because some churches, they do have church groups. I know Impact in Jacksonville, they are pretty big when it comes to mental health. They have small groups that they utilize to just, you know, start having these conversations. They have therapy, free therapy that they offer. And I think it, a lot of times we think that it has to take so much to start this conversation. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just going in with an open mind and just talking to people.
Wow, that's good.
And having a group of people,
yeah.
or even individual, but just start having a conversation and educating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the top two things I would say.
Wow, I absolutely love that. Because, yeah, churches, I think they help kind of go as far as the altar call.
mm-hmm.
And then yep. after the altar call, yeah, you know, there's no one to really follow back up with them, whereas with some mm-hmm. of these resource centers, like, you know, these groups like what you have, there's weekly gatherings, you know, people follow up continuously with them, you know, and so I do think it's beneficial to have someone who specializes in counseling, yeah. and, you know, what you're doing, to be a part of a church, someone that they can readily call upon and say, hey, mm-hmm. we need your services, your professionalism, can you come in to do this? And I think pastors, they need to kind of let down the pride. If they don't know what to say and how yeah. to do it, call mm-hmm. somebody who do. And I've encountered a few ministries who don't know how to reach a person like that, and so I've seen people kind of fall through the cracks because of that.
Yes.
So yeah, so all right, so one more time, give out your information so that people can know how to touch base with you.
Yes, for my personal Instagram, you can just find me at @CoachNequa_T, and then for all my other business platforms, you can follow at @GraciousFaith_Gracious Face on Instagram, and on Facebook you can find us under Gracious Face. And once again, our website is graciousface.org. Tap in,
please tap in. All right, look, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with more from Coach Nequa T. And sis, we're going to get you to open up your heart, talk a little bit more about anything that you believe is privy to the conversation, or anything God puts on your heart to talk about. So Swerve Nation, don't go anywhere. We're going to be back in about 15 minutes. This is your man Frank For Reals. Y'all swerve. What's good, Swerve Nation? What's going on, everybody? You're back with your man, Frank For Reals. This is Swerve, the gateway to the hottest music and real talk radio. Swerve, welcome to the conversation again, Coach Nequa T. Thank you, sis, for taking time to sit in with us.
Yes, sir. Excited.
Super excited. You said it before. We ended our last segment to tap in, and I just want to encourage you all again. Please, whatever you do, tap in. Lower the pride. Get rid of the shame, the fear, the doubts, the being talked about, you know. Tap in, everybody, because you need the help. And I believe you said also in the opening of the conversation, you know, what you guys talk about, it stays with you guys. You know, you're not spreading everybody's information, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Absolutely.
You're right. What happens in this space stays in this space, okay?
Absolutely. So that's good. Okay, so now I want you to go more into mental health and the home. And then talk from your heart. If there's anything that, you know, we haven't covered that you would like to talk more about, go ahead and take this time to do so now.
Oh, yes, sir. So, yes, mental health in the home. I think one of the biggest things that I've seen, once again, I think I stated this before, with the teen, as far as, like, their home environment. Like, that is one of the first places they go home to. They lay their head down. It's their supposed to be their comfort space. But a lot of times the issues that I've been seeing within the home is that kids are they're disconnected with their parents. And that's because it's like parents don't really take the time out to sit down with their kids and ask them how are they feeling, mm-hmm. or how is their day? And just going beyond that, how is your day? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it goes back to there's not enough communication or dialogue that is happening in the home.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of times there are teen girls that are in the household with their mom and they don't really talk to each other.
Wow.
And I'm like, that is a problem. Mm-hmm. And then it's like the parent, they wonder why their child is acting out. They're acting out because something inside of them is hurting.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
they don't know how to really have those conversations, mm-hmm. because it's like the parent is not, it's not really being open to it themselves based on their own traumas that they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And if I had to be real, we talk about generational curses all the time. That stuff that the parent carries, it trickles down into their child.
Yep.
So one thing I would say is talk to your kids. If it's just one time out of the week, if you don't even, not even one time out of the week, but a couple of times during the week where you just sit down, you could do an activity with each other, art project or just a journal assignment to mm-hmm. just talk to each other. Ask your child how are they feeling so they can really connect what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And allow your team to be a team.
Good.
Because a lot of kids have to grow up before that time.
They're doing a lot of things. And one thing you were saying earlier that had me thinking, when you're asking questions, when the parents are talking to the teens, ask with the intent to listen. You're actively listen, because a lot of times, and I found this to be true with a lot of pastors, unfortunately, you know, they'll go to a person and they'll say, hey, how you doing? But they're not asking for an honest feedback. They're asking just because it's what you're supposed to do. And you know, so what you're saying in that vein, parents, if you're going to ask your teen, be ready to hear something that may not be so comfortable.
Right. Be
ready. And something else I learned the hard way, you know, watch your face, you know, because your team may say something that's going to mess you up. You know, don't make them faces. My God. You know, so be ready to hear that. You know, so is there anything from your heart, sis, that you just want to share as we come to a close here?
Yes, I would say to this, to any team that may be struggling out there, I'm a living testament of recovering from suicidal thoughts, recovering from depression and anxiety and trauma. I want to say that you will get to the light at the end of the tunnel, but whatever you do, just always tell yourself that I will live and not die. Even if you don't feel it sometimes, just say I will live and not die, because there is more for you on this earth to you.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you go through in life is preparing you for your purpose. Mm-hmm. It's preparing you for your destiny. So I want to say you are loved.
Yeah.
I love you. I don't even have to know you, but I know how it feels. So I love you. You're not alone. And if you ever need somebody to talk to, please connect with me. Please connect with me.
Absolutely. And let her know how to do so. Once again, your website and your social information.
Yes. So connect with me at graciousfaith.org, or you can find me at Coach Nikla_T on my Instagram page, personal Instagram. And make sure you connect with us on _graciousfaith on Instagram.
All right.
And find us on Facebook.
I love it. I love it. You know, and this conversation reminds me of a scripture in 3 John 1:2. It says, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. And that's a scripture. We do stand on the word of God. You know, we believe the word of God is the foundation to all things, you know. And so we want to point you to scripture, as we are also pointing you to getting professional help. You know, it's something else too. You know, we're going to come to a close, but something I had to learn, if you're given a prescription, some meds to take, man, take the meds in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, pray over them.
I'm telling you, you know. So there's so many misconceptions in the Black community. and within the community of mental health. And we just want to just right these wrongs, you know. And so I know there's more information that you can share. So I encourage everybody again to tap in, not only to this conversation or this episode or this interview, but even after this interview, make sure you're connected with our sis, Gracious Space. They have a lot of things that they're doing in the city of Jacksonville. Do you guys travel? Do you travel and do things as well?
I'm open to traveling. Okay. That's one of the biggest things I want to do. So, hey, y'all, connect with me, because yeah. I will come to you. I'm telling you.
There you go. There you go. All right. So, look, we're going to go ahead and bring this to a close. And again, sis, thank you for taking time to swerve and talk about this conversation. And so we're going to be back again next week with another exciting guest and some more information. But until then, remember, whatever God has for you, it is not in your past. Y'all swerve.
Yeah.